God is our refuge and strength, our only help in trouble. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a sheep. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your eternal Savior from sin and trust the promises of His eternal word, you are one of His sheep. It's actually a wonderfully comforting picture Jesus paints on multiple occasions using this teaching illustration. It's also rather simple. If you know Jesus, if you listen to Jesus, if you follow Jesus, you are one of His sheep. And in His word, He tells you He is the Good Shepherd. He uses the title and the imagery to make sure you know just how dedicated He is to your eternal supply, your eternal safety, your eternal salvation. He will, He has, laid down His life for His sheep. There is nothing that will ever stop Him from doing everything He has promised for His sheep. He is extremely possessive of His sheep, but His sheep don't follow Him because they have no choice. No, we follow Jesus because we know Him. We love Him. And we are certain there is no other voice, no other shepherd to follow all the way to heaven. And yet, our good shepherd says right here in the Reformation Festival Gospel from Matthew, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Our good shepherd never allows for any pretensions. Anyone claiming that being a confessing Christian is easy, is victorious, is all sunshine and rainbows, is pretending. And they're not really listening to and following Jesus. You know you are following Jesus when you see and experience the things that Jesus' sheep see and experience. Like green pastures, cool, clear waters, the valley of the shadow of death, and yes, even wolves. If you never see any wolves nearby, you better make sure you are actually following the right shepherd, the only shepherd worth following, the good shepherd. Look at this painting of Dr. Martin Luther right here over my shoulder. It depicts a very important, pivotal, and dangerous moment in the progression of the Reformation. Brother Martin stands at the defense table at the Diet of Worms. On the table in front of him was every document, book, and treatise he had authored up to that moment. On a throne not far away sat the most important and powerful man in the world at that moment, the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. He demanded that Luther retract and condemn everything that he had written. But the humble German monk stood his ground and requested any and every scholar present to show him from Holy Scripture where one thing he had written was false doctrine. Luther stated that if they could not do that, then it was not his truth those writings contained, but actually God's truth. And neither he nor anyone else should ever change one word of God's truth. Here I stand, he said calmly, but boldly, even though in that moment his life truly was at stake. I cannot do or say anything else but this. God, help me. A sheep among wolves. That's what Luther was in that moment. That's what Luther was in many, many moments of his life and in his ministry. That's what you and I will be when we also follow Jesus as simply and faithfully as Brother Martin did. If we only always listen deeply to Jesus' voice in his word, if we build every last thing we believe on that word alone, if we continually allow the word to speak to every aspect of our lives every single day, if we examine our attitudes, words, thoughts, and actions against the word, we will certainly find ourselves to be sinners. If we search that word for free forgiveness and the certainty of eternal life, we will also certainly find both in abundance. And that will always make us sheep among wolves. But who exactly are those wolves? Well, every single person that crosses our path that does not believe and follow Jesus and his word potentially could be a wolf, and they may prove just that. But certainly, every single individual who claims to be a Christian, especially those who put themselves out there as a leader, a teacher, or a pastor, but does not hold to and believe and teach every word of Christ, every word of Scripture, they're a wolf. So you and I must honestly assess that wolves abound. You and I know we have many other sheep around us, and we rejoice in that knowledge. But you and I also know how many, many wolves surround us. And for that, we add the question mark and the exclamation point of our meditation theme. And we note that in these verses, Jesus didn't say, "And I will occasionally let a few wolves in to my pen amongst my sheep." No, he clearly says, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves." Why, Jesus? Why can't we hang safely in the pen with you, with high walls all around us, comfortable, fed, hydrated, safe, keeping all those wolves out? Well, look carefully at what the rest of this gospel promises. Then apply that to the life of Martin Luther. When we believing sheep go out among the wolves, we actually do so confident in the love and the care of our shepherd Jesus, confident in his promise as well, that we will have his word to speak in the moments we need it. And we sheep live and share the word of Jesus. And when we do that, the wolves also will hear the voice of our Savior shepherd. And that word is powerful, miraculously super powerful even. And its truth changes everything when it is proclaimed clearly, boldly, simply. That's what happened in October and early November of 1517 and the years that followed. That's what continues to happen in this awful year of 2020 and the years which will follow this. Christ will continue to send his sheep out among the wolves. Some sheep will be devoured by the wolves, and that will be their moment that they will enter glory to live with Jesus forever. But other sheep, most other sheep, will live, and they will confess the word of Jesus. And as they confess and proclaim the gospel, a world of wolves will hear the voice of the shepherd, their Savior, the world's Savior. And you know what sometimes happens when the wolves hear the gospel? Wolves become sheep. Souls come to sincere faith in Jesus Christ as their only Savior. A number of the disciples clearly were wolves before they became Jesus' sheep. Look at the life of the Apostle Paul. There can be no doubt as he persecuted and killed Christians before Jesus knocked him off his donkey and called him to be one of his sheep that he was a wolf before he was a sheep. Martin Luther himself. If you read everything that he learned and studied and understood his reality to be before the Holy Spirit opened the gospel to show him free and complete forgiveness in Jesus Christ, he would have confessed to you that he was a wolf. And there were others in the early days of the Reformation who heard what Luther had to say, and the Holy Spirit used the word and the sacraments to move them from the world of wolves to the pen in which his believing sheep hear his voice and follow him. You and I, if we're honest, will have to admit that by nature we also have been, and at our worst moments still are, wolves too. But the voice of our Savior Shepherd calls out to us again and again and again, and we follow, and we are forgiven again and again and again. And we once again go out into the world as sheep among wolves. And the Lord creates moments again, like he promised in this gospel, for us to confess his truth, his name, his word, and his will before a world that resists it, that denies it, works against it at every turn. But the Holy Spirit provides the words. We sheep speak them, even in the presence of the wolves. And those words never are spoken without miraculous things happening. At first, when we hear the words, sheep among wolves, question marks and exclamation points seem so appropriate. When we settle in and think more deeply on what Jesus says, it all makes so much sense. You and I don't ever need to fear any single wolf that might be near us, or any number of wolves that may surround us, if we are listening only to our Good Shepherd's voice. If we only follow him every day, he will lead us to our eternal home. And along the way, he will give us sheep many opportunities to confess and explain our shepherd to the wolves around us, no matter what situation presents itself. And the work and the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd of his sheep, will be done to his glory and to the proclaiming of his eternal truth and the eternal salvation of souls. The soul of every last sheep that belongs to the Good Shepherd. Some of those souls right now belong to wolves. Wolves to whom Jesus sends you out to be his sheep, to live and confess and proclaim his saving word. And here you've heard Jesus' promises. Neither you nor they, nor any sheep that truly belongs to Jesus will be lost ever. Amen. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.